It's the last day of the National Western Stock Show and Rodeo. That's the biggest event of the year in Denver, Colorado. The show draws hundreds of thousands of spectators from all over the country. Competitors show off their cattle, horses, llamas, bison, yak, while cowboys show off their roping skills. Usually they compete alone, but there is one team event. In team roping, two cowboys attempt to tie up a 400-pound steer. NPR's Jeff Brady sends us a little slice of the action.
33-year-old Kurt Jones is a team roper and a 21st-century cowboy. There's the hat, the boots, the jeans, but also some very nice Versace glasses.
These were on sale, and I thought they were awesome, so I bought them. But, yeah, I don't know. That is funny. I've caught a little heck from my buddies. They're like, hey, you're wearing designer glasses. You look pretty sharp now.
Jones grew up on a ranch in New Mexico. He's a third-generation roper and started displaying his skills early on.
I was roping when I was 7 years old, swinging a rope, roping something. My sister, which my dad didn't like, but other things too.
After college, Jones decided to become a professional cowboy. For him, that means about 100 rodeos a year and not making wagon loads of money. Like most rodeo sports, team roping evolved out of ranch life. The goal is to tie up a steer. On the ranch, this is usually done to wrangle animals that are too large for one person to handle. In the arena, two cowboys are working against the clock. There's a header, he lassos the horns, and the heeler, like Jones, who lassos the steer's hooves.
Next team is from Alt, Colorado.
Just before the event, Jones and his partner are in a paddock at the edge of the arena, sitting on horses, ropes in hand. The steer is between them.
But watch this steer. He moves left in front of the header almost instantly. The minute he leaves the box, look at him start to move left.
The announcers play loud, dramatic music once the steer and the two cowboys explode onto the dirt floor.
You know, they just did a well on a run on a steer that nobody really wants to roll, but I don't want to sound like a whining team roper here.
The entire event is over within 10 seconds. Jones and his partner don't succeed in tying up this steer. In fact, the first couple of teams all fail to do this. Jones says he just couldn't get his rope around the steer's legs. He says one important life lesson in the rodeo is humility and picking yourself back up after a loss. Outside the arena, vendors are selling everything from pink cowboy hats to kettle corn. Spectator Johnny Mahan says he found a close-knit community as a young cowboy that persists today.
Us rodeo people, we got friends all over the United States. I can go from here to Seattle and never spend a night in a motel. Friends along the way stop and stay with.
Mahan says the most important thing about rodeos is that they keep Western history alive, and they give a 21st century cowboy a way to make a modest living. And for most, the money is modest. Kurt Jones, the team roper, says it all depends on how many steers he successfully ropes and how much individual rodeos pay. When he's not doing well, he earns almost nothing. But in the good years, when he makes it to the national finals in Las Vegas, earnings can top $100,000. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.